May 5th, 2015, the Feast of Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, 18th Anniversary. Our Lady comes as Mary, Refuge of Holy Love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." I come to you today as your refuge and shelter, a stronghold against the evils which oppose holy love today. A great part of my motherly protection is to reveal to you that which enters your heart and is not holy love. I wish to nurture your hearts in holy love, bringing you safely home to heaven to be with me. The fallen angels are all around you, discouraging your faith and laying snares, hoping you will intellectualize that which you should accept with faith. I ask your prayers for the church, which is divided into factions. Pray for the Holy Church and that part of the church which has been diluted by ambition and pride. These are two separate churches under the same title and authority. Jesus desires their unity in holy love. I cannot protect, in the refuge of my heart, that which does not seek my protection. The danger here is in not recognizing that which is good and holy and that which is not. Remember, Satan is the master of disguise. He is not above using influential titles and authority to his advantage. You, my dear children, must always remain a sign of holy love, a reflection of my heart in the world around you. Never seek to impress others with your holiness. Remain little, humble, and do not seek the limelight. My heart is a countersign in this age of self-fulfillment and self-interest. Pray and sacrifice for the holy remnant faithful to strengthen and increase. I am praying with you. A note is given that heaven has given four messages in the past describing the two separate churches under the same title and authority. Two of these messages on March 22, 2006, and on November 9, 2007, were general in description, whereas the two later messages on May 23, 2013, and July 31, 2014, were very specific in detailing the distinction between these two separate churches under the same title and authority. A note is also given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. The synopsis, the armor of God prayer for Christian spiritual warfare. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.